Hi everyone, welcome to the Spiritual Hub podcast series where we discuss all things spiritual. My name is Rima Monteleone, I'm a psychic medium and a healer.
And my name is Narelle Monteleone and I'm a channel, healer and an ascension guide.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Spiritual Hub podcast series. Today, Narelle and I are just going to have a chat about what it means to be spiritual. I guess our perceptions of it, our interpretations of it. Because, you know, using that word spiritual, it often conjures up certain ideas, expectations, preconceived notions. So I guess we'll try and break it down and simplify it and, we'll just go from there and we'll just see what comes over the next 30 minutes.
Okay.
Narelle?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
So what does being spiritual mean to you?
Okay, that is a good question. For me, well, it's interesting because it's changed, you know, since I first, for example, started doing psychic work and psychic studies and mediumship work and studies. You know, prior to that, if you had said to me, what does being spiritual mean, I'm sure I would have had a completely different answer to what I have now. I believe now, first and foremost, it is about just being true to yourself. You know, just being honest and just doing things that really feel good inside, you know, things that conjure up a good feeling inside the solar plexus area, a good gut feeling, trusting your instincts. And I guess now also I would have to say that it does encompass probably, you know, if you look back at our other podcasts, this is number 9, if you look back at the other 8, all those titles of those podcasts, I guess it does encompass a little bit of those things as well, like our intuition, trusting our intuition, you know, afterlife, being conscious that there is something more than the physical life as well. And being spiritual, I guess, to put it in a nutshell, I believe it's about just living a balanced life, balancing the physical, the mental, the emotional, and acknowledging there is the spiritual element and bringing that in and balancing that out in conjunction with the other 3.
Okay. Well, for me, it's probably a very similar thing.
Mm.
But I'll probably say what I don't think it is. So I know a lot of people, when you say spiritual, they connect it with being a religious practice. And it's definitely not. Of course, it can be part of a religious practice. But it's not, you don't have to be religious to be spiritual. So I think that distinction is important to make. For me, being spiritual is, like you said, I think it's about acknowledging that there's more than just the physical. There's more than just the human experience. It's about acknowledging that there's so much more to us than just the body and the mind. And it's about being open to learning more about that, and self-study and self-development and self-healing, and at its very core, just being a good person, living from, you know, your heart and showing compassion to other people and love to other people. Being the best person that you can, but not beating yourself up, you know, if you do make what you would consider a mistake, because we're not perfect. And looking at that in a different way, rather than punishing ourselves for that, looking at it as an opportunity for growth and for healing and for forgiveness to take place. And I feel like it's about, for me anyway, I do feel that there is, you know, a higher energetic source of energy that we are all a part of, that we've all come from. It doesn't necessarily need to be a particular religious deity or figure for me. It's just about knowing that it's there and that we all have access to it. I'm not personally religious myself. I didn't grow up in a religious environment at all. I think the only time I went to church was if somebody got married or somebody died. So we'd go to the funeral, and there was always kind of like a bit of mystery around all of that. But I never, ever since I was a child, I never felt that that resonated for me. But in having said that, I do feel that there are some of the teachings in that do really cross over with spirituality, and there are some benefits to that. I just don't personally feel that I need to, pray to a certain God or, go to church every week or anything like that, because I feel that we have everything inside us already. So, we have the ability to get forgiveness without having to go into, like a formal institution to do that. So yeah, I think that's sort of what I kind of feel about spirituality, that it's like you said, there's the mind, there's the body, and there's also the spirit. But it doesn't mean that if you're a spiritual person that you're super duper religious, but it also doesn't mean that you're not. So you can be both.
Definitely. Yeah, because yeah, it is like you said, it is about being true to yourself and, being honest and being just doing things that are good for yourself and good for others around you. And, one word that you did mention, perfection, none of us are perfect, but we are perfect the way we are. And, if we're constantly chasing that perfectionism, I feel that will hold us back. I guess we should talk about the things that, stop you maybe being spiritual. People say, I just want to be spiritual, I want to be a spiritual person. And I feel it's important to remember that you can't just wake up one day and be spiritual, but you can wake up and start to be spiritual. And it's a journey, it's a continuous journey. Every day we're learning and we're growing and we're having more experiences, and it's through that learning and that growth and those experiences and how we react to them. That's what's really, if you want to talk about being spiritual, that's what's defining how spiritual we are and how our spiritual journey's going and how we are growing and evolving on our spiritual path.
And by putting, if you were someone that was like, okay, where do I begin? I feel like I'd like to be a bit more spiritual. Maybe you've had, a difficult path and you're kind of a bit, what's the word I'm looking for? You're a bit jaded and you've kind of lost faith in there being anything that's going to turn out well for you. You might be someone who's had a really, really one thing after the other challenge-wise in life, and you've just kind of, you don't feel that there's any hope for, positivity, but there really is. Like, you can turn anything around, and people do turn things around every single day and completely change their lives. So I just want to really drive that message home that never give up, even if it's been a really tough time for you. There's always hope and there's always an opportunity for a brand new start. So every single moment is a new opportunity for a new direction in life based on where you're at, what you're thinking, how your energy is, the emotions you're experiencing. So it's really self-guided. So you make the decision if you want to change your life and go down a more spiritual path. And no one can stop you. No one can do it for you. It's a very personal journey. But what I would say is, if you were somebody like that, I would simply say, start implementing some spiritual practices into your life, and then through that you will start to change, your energy will start to shift, and you will start to attract more of the same. So whatever you place your intention and focus upon is what you will bring more of into your life. So through the law of attraction and the law of vibration, wherever we're at in life is what we're going to draw towards us. So it is a really beneficial reason alone to just that alone to start to implement some spirituality into your life. And for me, it would be doing something like meditation or yoga or breath work or buying some crystals if you feel drawn to crystals, or starting to work with some oils. So maybe learning about aromatherapy and bringing essential oils into your home, into your life. They're very healing because herbs and flowers have all got their own individual properties. They're very magical and they're very spiritual and they're also very grounding. So if you are feeling a bit all over the place, or you've got anxiety, or you just don't know what to do next and feeling a bit lost, herbs and plants and flowers can really, really help you. And so can crystals. Crystals all have their own individual meanings and purposes. And so there's so much, don't you think, now there's just so much like on hand everywhere you go.
There is. And you know, also those practices that Nereel just mentioned, you know, if you're drawn to those, yes, sure, definitely, you know, they are helpful and beneficial. But a spiritual practice can also be painting, if you like that. If you could go for a bushwalk or walk along the beach. You know, if for example you're sitting in a peaceful place and you're painting and you're relaxing and you're forgetting about the day and you're focused, because I feel it's a flow on effect. If we're doing things that we enjoy, that keeps us centered, grounded, clears away the busyness, and then that connects us with our intuition, and then, you know, we start listening to our intuition. So we're feeling calmer, we're feeling more focused, we're making better choices and decisions. And then, you know, my belief too is once you access the intuition, then the next step is, you know, the intuition leads you to the spirit and to the spirit guides. And, you know, it does become a flow on effect. But again, I feel too, I just like to stress that a spiritual practice can be anything that grounds you and centers you, and anything that you enjoy.
That's true. And anything that moves energy through your body and
yeah.
and gets things shifting, like walking's even good.
Yes,
so
definitely.
And yoga's really good, or Pilates, or exercise of any kind, even running. Laying on a blanket on the grass and looking up at the stars for me would be a spiritual practice, because you're really connecting with that, you know, the cosmic energies and the cosmic side of ourselves as well, which we all have within us. And cooking, like you were saying,
yeah.
painting, cooking's another
yeah.
really creative outlet. I really love cooking and baking, and for me that's kind of a happy place for me, as well as painting. Or you could be someone that likes to scrapbook or knit or anything at all, where you're kind of in that zone where everything else, it's kind of like the outside world sort of falls away for a moment while you're doing that. But yeah,
because it is important to also, while you're doing these things, to be aware of what you're doing, to be present and to be mindful about what you're doing, you know, because you can be doing something and you could be, you know, your thoughts could be a million miles away. But if you keep yourself present and in the moment, it makes it even more of a spiritual practice, because then, you know, you will get led to your intuition quicker and more effectively.
Yeah, and I was going to say too, I think when you do sort of become a bit more spiritual, I think a lot of people think, oh, everything's going to be, you know, really good and perfect, and if I'm a spiritual person or I'm working in a spiritual field helping other people, that, you know, I've got all my stuff worked out so that I'm never going to encounter any problems or challenges anymore. And nothing could be further from the truth, because the more that you sort of work on your own stuff, the more that comes up for you to have to work on, because, you know, we've all got trauma, we've all had previous lifetimes, and we're all carrying ancestral wounding, and there's just more and more and more to work on and to move through. So it doesn't mean that you won't ever have a problem. It doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong if you're a spiritual person, but you still keep coming up against challenges. It just means that the universe is just showing you what you need to look at. You just need to keep, you know, focusing on healing yourself and being in the best energy that you can be in day out. And, you know, when something comes up, I feel that when you are spiritual or more spiritual, you look at it in a different way. You won't approach an obstacle like you once did. It'll just be that you'll view things with a different perspective, through a different lens. And once you're tapping into your intuition more and really listening to yourself, you'll kind of be more guided as to how to best navigate every issue or problem that you encounter. And it'll also help you really learn how to set boundaries in life. So energetic boundaries, so that could be, you know, placing yourself in a bubble of light each day and shielding your energy if you're someone that's sensitive, so that you're not taking on the energy of others. And it could be setting boundaries in the physical. So realizing that you've come to a point in your life through your spiritual practices that, you know, you realize that you're worthy of the best that life has to offer, and you don't have to settle for things that you have been settling for maybe your entire life. So it'll really help you to look at relationships in a different way. And it can be really challenging in some ways, because when people do go down a spiritual path and, you know, maybe they go through a spiritual awakening, for example, they might not feel like the relationships they had or the place they lived in or the job that they had now fits in with the person that they're becoming. And so it's really common for those sort of things to start to change and things to fall away, because it just becomes out of alignment with where you're at on an energetic level. And so it can be quite difficult, and it's not always, you know, sunshines, rainbows and fairy tales kind of thing. It can be quite hard, but it's definitely worth it, because when you go down a spiritual path, you're making a difference in the world. You're making a difference to your entire family line, because as you heal yourself, you're healing everybody else that came before you and everybody that's coming after you. So it's definitely a valuable thing to, you know, put time and energy and the effort into.
Yes, yeah, it's very true. It's you know, I feel we should look at it this way. It's not necessarily that, you know, everything changes around you if you are becoming a more spiritual person. It's that your perception of things is changing, and in and through that change in perception, then you're better equipped to deal with situations that may arise, and they will arise. You know, life will not all of a sudden become easier just because we're going down a spiritual path, but in a way it will, because we'll be better equipped to deal with those situations. And, you know, being a spiritual person doesn't mean you have to do any spiritual practices. Like, you don't have to go out and be a psychic for it, for example. You could, you know, still keep the same job you have, but you'll just be a more intuitive person doing that job and in your life in general. Because also, it has to be said, you know, there are people that call themselves spiritual and are doing spiritual work and spiritual practices, and they're probably not all that spiritual. You know, like every industry, there are people that sometimes we need to stay away from. And also, you know, being on a spiritual path makes you more aware of those situations, of those people in whatever industry it is that you encounter people. Because I feel your energy shifts. As your energy shifts, you're becoming more true to yourself. You know, your true self is expanding from an energetic point of view. So therefore, energy that doesn't align with you becomes more obvious. You know, your intuition becomes stronger, and the little alarm bells become clearer and louder, and they just let you know, maybe there is someone or a situation or something that you should step away from. So I feel that's also a very important benefit, because, you know, staying away from those sort of situations, again, just keeps you going forward on your path of growth and expansion. But being caught up in that sort of negative energy that will try and keep you down, energy vampires, all those sort of things, that is something that holds you back. So, you know, whether you're spiritual or not, you will encounter those situations. But, you know, if your perception is shifting, you'll be in a better position to deal with those things.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing is also you might find that if you do start, you know, suddenly feeling interested in spirituality, and maybe you're going through a spiritual awakening even, you could find that people get quite aggressive about it and give you a hard time about it or make fun of you, because they like the old you. They don't want you to change. They're comfortable with how you are. And, you know, when you start working on yourself, it really makes other people a bit uncomfortable. Not everybody, but you can find some people that get uncomfortable about it, because it kind of makes them really have to stop and question where they're at in their lives. And maybe they're not ready to take that step forward onto a spiritual path and to start to heal their wounds or their trauma. So you can find that. That does happen. And I would just say that, you know, don't let that stop you. Just be true to yourself. It's happening for a reason. You're being drawn towards it for a reason. So it's really important that you listen to it. Follow where you're guided to go, and you'll find the right people that are really into the same things as you and that really support you on that path. So don't feel like, oh no, you know, I won't have any friends, or my family are going to disown me, because you know, there are so many people interested in the same things as you. You'll you know, if you start to go to classes or workshops or things like that, you'll meet other people, like-minded people, that you can feel comfortable talking to all of this about without feeling judged or made fun of, or, you know. So don't let that deter you in any way, because being spiritual is really important. Especially, I feel, especially right now, the world's going through a lot of change, and we need everybody to be as spiritual and as high vibrational as possible, because that's how we shift out of the density of the 3D and into a higher level of vibration for the earth. So if you look around at everything that's going on at the moment and has been going on for a very long time, I think it is making people wake up a lot more. There are a lot of people going through awakenings right now, and that's a really good thing, and that's what needs to happen, because if we want to create a world where, you know, there's peace and harmony and everyone is able to live their life exactly the way they want to, this needs to happen. So I really encourage you to start a spiritual practice, start going where you feel drawn to go, whether it's a class, whether it's a session, whether it's just self-healing at home on your own, or like Remo said, whether it's painting or doing a creative outlet or going for a bushwalk in nature or going to the beach or just really letting yourself be led. If you feel an urge to go somewhere, to call someone, to sign up for something that you would never ordinarily do, you've been given that for a reason. So really, really listening to that and trusting that it's there's a purpose behind it. And you don't need to know what that purpose is, but just following that and being self-guided, that's your soul speaking to you and your spirit guides leading you to keep you on the path that you chose to live in this lifetime for specific reasons. It can be the game changer between having a good day or having a not so great day, because if you're sensitive, you can be taking on the energies of everyone and everything around you. So I'm always going on about it, but there's a reason behind it, because it will help you. It stabilizes your energy. It keeps you connected to the present moment. And that's where you make the best decisions. If you're scattered, you're all over the place, you're floating around up in the ether somewhere, you're not going to be making life decisions in that energy. Or if you do, they might not be the best ones. So for me, that's a really important practice to incorporate into your life every single day. And if you're someone experiencing anxiety, it really helps you. Doing a grounding meditation, bringing light, the pillar of light, through your energy field to clear you, so then you're not holding on to anyone else's energy. And then setting the intention that only love energy can enter your auric field, and you send everything else away with love, it will make a difference to how you feel throughout your day. So that's my recommendation. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish by saying that I feel it's important to be aware that we have everything within us that we need to be spiritual. You know, and it is about being aware of that and accepting that. And, you know, as we, as individuals grow and expand and, you know, let's use the term, become more spiritual, that's what we radiate out to those around us, to our friends, to our family, to our work colleagues. And ultimately, I believe that's what the bigger picture is all about. It is about, yes, being individuals that are more centered and grounded and intuitive and living the best life that we can. But it is also just as importantly about spreading that energy out to the people that we come into contact with. So I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody. Hope that you all can take something from that. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Bye.